Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Greetings to you in the precious name of our risen Lord and Savior again this morning. It is indeed a privilege to be gathered with you in this way. I am probably going to be a little bit outside my comfort zone the entire message, and I'm okay with that. I hope I'm not pushing you too far outside of your comfort zone. I've titled the message today, Labels. Do they matter? Or what labels matter? Now, I have asked the ushers, and they are prepared to pass out labels, blank labels. So you can go ahead and do that. I would say anyone that is 12 and older, this is a good exercise you can participate in. And I'm going to be asking you to write on those labels. These can be identity statements. They can be things that you enjoy doing. They can be, things that say who you are. Now, I think we all at least have an understanding that this might wind up to the point where, what does the Scripture say about this? And so I'd like for you to suspend that for just for a short time here and focus on some of the more mundane things of life. Some of us find our identity in, or we can find our identity in, being a parent or being having a certain job or that sort of thing. I'm asking you to spread your wings a little bit and look at that. And once you're, and this doesn't need to be done right now, but as we go throughout the message and you're thinking about these things, write them down, and if you feel really bold, you can just put them up here where you would put your normal name tag. We're not going to ask you to go around showing it to everyone else, but you can. I would encourage you to do that. And maybe, yes, Alfredo. Yes, you can give yourself many different labels. In fact, if you need more, I think there's probably extras. So you can more, yeah, about yourself. I might say some things that I've thought about. I'm a father. I find some identity in that. I'm also a pastor. I find some identity in that, whether right or wrongly. I find identity in being a woodworker. I find identity in being the husband of my wife, Lois. You can, just to give you some examples of some of the things that you could find some identity in. And like I said, I think we could all pretty quickly go to where the Scripture is and what we're going to be looking at today, but we find our identity in Christ, and we will find that we'll get there. But I would like for us to focus on some of the other things that we might find our identity in. Maybe we have found too much identity in these things, but let's be honest about those things. I think that's the first start in being able to lay those down. So that's my encouragement to you: be as vulnerable as you can. To yourself, and I don't think we'll be looking at each other all that much, so you don't need to worry about that too much. In our day and age, we are obsessed with labels. The world around us thinks about labels. They want to put a label on everything. Some of those labels are deeply problematic, And some of them we are happy to be, we are happy to wear. Some labels are tied to our heritage or our genealogy. We can find a label there. Here are just a list, a random list of labels that I thought of when I was sitting and studying. Christian, Jew, Hindu, Muslim, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, blue collar, white collar, carpenter, engineer, electrician, Mennonite, Amish, Protestant, Anabaptist, evangelical, Catholic. And then we start with the acronyms, ADHD, ADD, MAGA, M-A-G-A, POTUS, SCOTUS, DOGE. We get all kinds of labels, right? Progressive, fascist, Caucasian, Latino, white, black, Canadian, American, Australian, male, female, firstborn, middle child, hiker, rock climber, snowboarder, hunter, trapper, and the list could just go on and on and on and on. Labels. We like to label everything. A label helps us understand somebody. Immediately you hear a certain label and it kind of puts them in a certain place. Now, let's get to Scripture. Our texts, I have two because I could not settle on one. They both give us a very interesting teaching. First one is in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1. I'm sorry, Galatians. We're going to go to Galatians first. Galatians chapter 3, verses 24 through 4, verse 7. And Paul addresses this label and what is important to the church and what isn't. But this labeling thing, in their day, these were the things that were very contentious within their church. And I think we would do wise to look for what are those today. These are still problems. I think that's why it's in Scripture. They're things we will always wrestle with. But then there is those that are beyond that we have made up in our day-to-day that are particularly, that can get in the way of what Scripture is teaching. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. And he's speaking about the place that the law has and the place that faith in Christ has in our salvation journey. And it's largely, Galatians happens to be somewhat of a concise saying of what was said in Romans. There's very similar between the two, but it'll maybe in a little more concise way. Verse 25, but after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There's the labels. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Continuing in chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them which were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Okay, let's turn to Colossians chapter 3, and this is our main text. Colossians chapter 3, we're going to read verses 1 through 17. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So we see he's speaking about once we are a believer. We're not talking about what it takes to become a believer. But we're talking about once you are a believer. So I would like to, I realize that this is focused a little bit. We could say that it could be criticized that I'm trying to add to becoming a Christian. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the scripture is talking about after you become a believer, after you have received Christ as your Savior, this is how it should look. Verse 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Now these things could be labels that you wore at one time. And he's saying, take those off. Put them away. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye were in them. But now ye also put off all these. Now he's even going further. Put these labels off yet too. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, evil communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man. There's a taking off and a putting on. And I think that's important as well. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew. Here again are these labels, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free. But Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. And there's another, a putting on. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, and here's another thing to put on, charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Chosen to stop there. These labels, when we look at those key verses, in verse 11 and then also over in Galatians, where he says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. And in Galatians it speaks about male, female as well. Like there's some overlap and yet there's some that are different. These are deeply identity issues. They were identity issues for them. If you were a Jew, it was a deep identity to you. If you were a Gentile, it was a deep identity to you. Those things were important. They went clear through society and they were a divisive thing. You were either a Jew or a Gentile. And if you were a Gentile, you probably worshipped many gods and you had your pagan rituals that you went by. If you were a Jew, you had God, Yahweh, and you worshipped him. And you had your rituals and your way of living. It was all packaged together and was all part of your identity. And it was, male and female was deeply identifying to them, and it still is today. Barbarian and Scythian. The Scythians were a group of people that were perched on the edges of the Roman Empire. In our day, well, probably the closest thing we could come to is if we think about how our forefathers thought about the indigenous people here when they came to the United, or came to the New World, to the Americas. They saw them as so foreign and so different. It was deeply identifying whether you were Indian, as they would have said at that time, or English or French or whatever. Those were deeply identifying. The Scythians were those people out on the edges, and they would, as I understand, they would have been more the steppe raiders that would have raided into the Roman Empire. So they were feared. And they were very distinctive in their dress and their look. Another common image you could get is maybe what people think of as Vikings. That's another group that would have come from the same area. But anyway, barbarians was simply meant a foreigner, someone that was outside of what was normal or in the Middle East and in the Levant and in all those areas. So he is talking, when he said those words, they knew exactly who he was talking about. They got an image in their mind of that person. Same way we do when we think of someone as being Asian or French or Russian. We get images in our mind of different peoples. Now, Paul was saying, those boundaries within Christ are all erased, taken away. So, it's freeing, it's liberalizing, it's giving liberty to interact freely with each other. Those things aren't what's important anymore. Because there's one identity that's beyond all the others. And that's we have put on Christ. That is the unifying identity that we carry, that we can interact freely with each other. There's no need. Now, does it mean that we bring all that baggage with us? Because we're told to put those things off. That's the other misconception that we tend to carry or that we hear in our society. Well, you have to accept everybody for everything. They can bring their sinful lifestyle and be in Christ, and you can't tell them that they can't live that way. No, Scripture says you put those things off and you instead focus on Christ and you become who Christ has called you to be. The kingdom of God does not exclude people on basis of ethnicity, gender, and religious affiliation. Now, that, like I said, that's a mouthful, because neither am I saying, and I want it to be heard, that we just accept all religions and everything. No, there's a unifying belief system within Christ. So it's in that context. In Colossians, here in verses 10 and 11, it says that we have put on the new man after the image of him that created him. And that means we have put off those other identifying factors. Those labels that I was talking about, we take those labels off. And there's one to put on instead of those. So why would I want to surrender these things? These things are deeply important to us. These identities that it's important to me to be a good father. I don't think there's anything wrong with that identity, but what am I willing to give up for the identity that we have in Christ? Now, I think within that identity in Christ, I obviously am I'm called to be a good father, but it's in the context of my identity in Christ, that label that I'm willing to put on. Why would I want to surrender all of these labels? Because we are a new creature. This scripture clearly teaches is not simply putting off those old identities, but it's being filled with something new. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." You're assuming a new identity. So, you've put off that old identity, and you're putting on a new garment. Now, I'm curious how many of you would recognize this. I know one man should. I'm going to step out from behind the pulpit here and let you see it. What does this identify me as?
Liberian.
Correct. I've assumed a different identity, correct? Now, as I've assumed this identity, I still have a lot of work to do to be identified as a Liberian. I cannot speak Liberian English. But what I'm saying is that I am assuming a new identity. And it comes through a new heart. I'm not trying to say we just put something on the outside. Please understand me. But it is part of, once we have been changed in the heart, that heart change works out. And we also change on the outside. And it is part of that new identity. Colossians 3, verse 9. "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." And then according to Galatians chapter 4, "We have put off the old man and put on Christ, we become God's adopted children." And that is also a deep identity that we need to continue to put before ourselves. Not only have we put off the old man, but in assuming Christ's identity and in having faith and in following Christ, we are putting on an identity with Christ. And not only that, but God recognizes that identity and says, now you are heirs with Christ. You are adopted children of his. And that's in Galatians 4, verse 6. "And because ye are sons of God, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." According to these scriptures, the Heavenly Father is the only one that can truly fill the void left when we surrender whatever label we claim as near and dear to our hearts. So when we surrender those labels, there's a void. Jesus talks about the man that had many demons, and he was freed from them, but then, I think that was an actual happening, if I remember correctly, and then another demon came and his heart was empty. He hadn't filled it with something else, and he was possessed. His last end was worse than the first, and that's what can happen. If we do not allow God to fill that void of our identity, we will find other things to fill that void, and it will be worse than what it was at the beginning. But when we allow God to fill that void and we work our identity out as a son and as being in Christ, then those labels become subservient to this. I invite you to kneel for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for your love for each of us. Father, we get so caught up in our labels, and we just want to thank you that we have an identity in you, and help us to be willing to surrender the other identities that we have and focus on you and allow you to guide and direct us. Father, help us to become more like you as we live out our lives, that we not become stagnant, but we continue to work and grow in you. We just pray this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.